What's going on? Back at it. The grind never stops. Feeling a little bit better, but still fighting. It's cool, but I gotta give it to y'all raw, real. And I always gotta keep it 100. But today I'm just taking a ride on the work, and I had something on my chest I wanted to get off, you know, as far as being, you know, motivating, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I had heard something, listening to Steve Harvey this morning, and one thing that I heard that he said was that we need not to allow people to dictate how we do things in our lives, right? So, a lot of people like to tell people that there's a time frame on what they should be doing. And for me, that's totally, you know, that's totally incorrect. You know, because you may be, I guess, let's just say, you may be at a point in your life where you're trying to find out some things, and your time frame may just be a little bit different than others. But that doesn't mean that you give up. You let nobody out here tell you when it's the right time to do something. When you feel like it's the right time, you're going to go ahead and get it done. You're going to push yourself. You're going to make sure that you're doing any and everything to get that particular thing done. I look at my life, man, and I look at, you know, where I come from and what I've came through and where I'm headed. What I'm trying to do and how I feel about myself, how I look at myself, you know, just in general. And I won't allow nobody except for God just to speak to me through people. Hey man, unless it's a positive, you know, something like, yo man, I think you should do this so that your outcome will be better. Oh, I'm listening to that. Constructive criticism, I'll take it to make me better. But all of that, oh no, nah, you're not gonna do this because it's just not the time, all of that mess, nah, you don't operate off that type of talk. We operate off of, you know what, this is my time and this is what I'm gonna do. It may take a little bit longer than your counterparts, but you know what, if this is your dream and this is what you want to do, then you need to go ahead and get it done. You need to fight and make sure you go ahead and get it done. No need to wait around for somebody to pat you on your back or tell you, hey man, I got a dream and I'm good at what I'm dreaming about. I'm so good at it. I just need the right, you know, maybe sometimes we need like the right type of energy around us. I'll say that much. You gotta surround yourself with the people that have good energy that's gonna pretty much put you in a position to win. You cannot be around people that have a mentality that, I don't know, there's no time for that. There's no time for that. We have to take control of our lives. Take control of your life. Sit down and think about what it is that you want. And take your feet, your hands, your eyes, your mouth, everything that is able on your body, and walk in faith and go ahead and reach out to it. Go ahead and reach out to it and get it done. Stop, you know, if these jobs is what you work in, if you work in a job and you just like, man, I'm tired of this job, I'm tired. You know I could be doing this. I know I could have my own hair salon. I know I could have my own nail salon. I know I could have this. I know I could have that. I know. Then you need to do. It's somebody told me yesterday, the more I pour into my job, I got to pour 10 times more into what I want to do. Because, yes, we do need jobs to pay our bills. That's common knowledge. I'm not going to tell you to say, hey, just quit your job when you can't pay your bills. No, I'm not telling you to do that. What I'm telling you to do is, really for the most part, is to pour into yourself as you pour into these jobs. Because one thing about these jobs, they will let you go in a heartbeat. And then you're forced to figure out something. Don't allow them to do that. You're already on top of your game to the point that when it does, and if it does come, you may get laid off. You may maybe let you go for whatever reason. Then you know what? Mentally, you can say, okay, thank you. They give you a severance package or whatever the case may be, your last check, and you hold on to it. You make just do, because you want the blessing is within. Blessing is within in the issue, right? So, what I mean by that is, once that job is no longer, it's not a bit. I don't look at it as a bad thing. Nah. All right, so this just made me tighten up for the next step, because I said to myself, you know, I'm gonna work, and then after this particular job, I'm working for myself moving forward. I'll have like, you know, I have a 9-to-5 to get you to point A to point B. But after that, man, I've been giving these people work, and sometimes they don't even appreciate it. You know? So if you have a dream, don't think you have all the time in the world. Please don't think you have all the time in the world to get this done, because you don't. If you dreamt a dream, or you imagine something that you want to get done, please write it down, write out your plan, and make it happen. Make it happen. I write down everything, anything that comes in my mind, I'm writing it down, and I'm pushing myself forward, and I'm building onto what I've already written down. So my mind is already set, and I'm already looking at it from a standpoint of, all right, well, this is my next step. This is what I'm going to do. You understand what I'm saying? This is where I'm going. And then I write it, I look at it, okay, this is what I need to do to make sure I get there. I need to record this, I need to do more of this, I need to do more of that. Okay, if I don't have the common knowledge of what the next step, then that's where the like-minded individuals are. And they start telling, hey man, Will, do this, do that. We have too many people that are living in regret. Don't go into the afterlife with regret because you didn't decide to do something, or you didn't act on it because maybe somebody was holding you back. Maybe your focus on something else was holding you back. Once you relieve yourself of any focus of like anything around you, you're giving attention to something that's just not, you know, providing you not so much nourishment, but providing you the information to go ahead and just say, you know what, we gotta push harder than this. Get it out your way. It's you're gonna have blocks. You may not see it as a block, but if your intention is solely on one thing, then you're not going to focus on what it is at hand. You're not going to focus on your dream. You're not going to focus on you. You're just going to continue to just focus on that. And it's obviously nothing's going to come of that. And it could be anything. It could be a job. It could be a relationship. It could be, it could be anything. Unless that certain thing is helping you, and it is helping you build, and you're building together, whatever the case may be, then by all means, you entertain it. But in my life, I've learned that when I'm focused on what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm like, all right, I feel different. You know what I'm saying? My energy feels different. It feels better versus when I'm focused on something that's not for me. You know, sometimes you might If it's not for you, trust me, in due time it'll show. You know, in due time it'll show, and you'll be able to be like, all right, okay, yeah, you know, I misjudged this one. So get out there, man. Anybody that listens to the podcast, get out there. If you have a dream, and push yourself to get to the top. Keep pushing yourself. I've seen people that have had dreams, right? I've seen people that have started out where I started out at. While I'm not the farthest, will I soon be the farthest? Oh yeah, I will. Trust and believe that. I've seen them quit because maybe one or two people were listening to their podcast, or maybe one or two people were their most. I'll start with one or two people. That's fine with me. I'll start with one. All right, that's cool. One, two, or three, four, five. I've reached somebody today, and they actually listen. And not only did they listen, they are hopefully applying what I'm telling them to their life. Am I a guru? Nah, I'm just a person that has experienced life, has experienced the ups and the downs, the lefts and the rights. And I'm telling you, young, old, whatever the case may be, this is how I survive. This is what I'm doing. And this is how I'm continuing to learn. I learn from young folks. I learn from older folks. I learn from people my age. And that's how it makes me stronger. That's what makes my personality and who I am much more stronger, because I allow myself to be humble and be like, you know what? That youngster was right, man. Like, sometimes you got to change up. I walk alone, but I walk with God. I don't need, like I said before, I don't need a million people. Just a few people that structure, right? And we good. Now it's always some things that we need to change in our life, you know. And in hopes that, you know, as you go day by day, those changes will be made, you know. But think about it, man. Think about it. Take some time. Get a pen and a pad. Look, you know, if you don't have one, go buy one. You know, but about a couple dollars. And just write down how you feel. Right, you know, get it all out. Write down how you want to feel. Good. You know, everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to smile. Everybody wants to feel love. Everybody wants to, you know, living their, you know, living their purpose. And what is it that you know you do the best? I mean, like, what is it that you do the best and you just know, like, hey, it could be competition out here, but guess what? I do this the best. Can't nobody touch me. And once you figure that out, your talent, your gift, whatever you want to call it, I want you to go so hard. Network, even while you're still working, network and figure it out. You know, I go in today, I want to say to everybody, believe and know that today is going to be the best day of your life. We expect greatness every day because that's just who we are. So expect greatness today. Expect, you know, just positivity, love in your life, and it's gonna come. You know, for all of my people that are not religious, that are religious, whatever the case may be, it's gonna come. Whomever you may pray to, you're still my brother, you're still my sister. It doesn't matter. But you know, recognize that, you know, that's the mentality we need to have every day. Wake up with grace, mercy, you know, and just push. Go for your dream. Don't let nobody tell you that your dream is small because they didn't dream of it. Keep your dream to yourself and work on it. All right. So again, today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be an awesome day. Keep saying that. Keep saying it and keep it in your mind without a doubt and really mean it. You've been having a rough day, your rough past couple of days. You tell God, you say, man, listen, the universe, whatever, I'm going to have an awesome, awesome day. My day is going to be beautiful. It's going to end. I'm going to get back home safe to my family. I'm going to have a meal warm for me and a nice cup of juice, water, wine, whatever you drink. You feel me? And you're going, you know, you're going to have that energy and just embellishing it. And I promise you, the way I feel right now, sick and all. But guess what? Today is going to be one of the best days of my life. And how do I know that? I just have faith. I have faith. Blind faith. Because it's not something we can see, of course. But you got to have blind faith. You know, blind faith is definitely something that's going to get you real far. And with that being said, I wish y'all to have, a great day. And, you know, make sure that your dream is worked on. Make sure you do something towards what you want to do. Make sure you, you know, if it's recording, if it's YouTube, if whatever it is, make sure you do something towards it. That's my promise today. I'm not only going to record my podcast today, but I'm going to do my content as well. You know, I know these guys don't know me, but I'm glad to meet them one day. But it's a group of dudes and some ladies from Chicago, and they do content on YouTube. Skinbone Rico, Uncle Hank. And man, when I say they hustling every day, they creating every day, and they reaping the benefits. They work hard, and just looking at them is motivating me. No hate, it's motivating me, man. So I know that the more I work on it, the more to come. And again, today is just going, man. The weather is beautiful. It's no rain out here. It's a little cold, but we're gonna be alright. Watch how this day start out, man. Just watch. Y'all have a good one. Tap in with me, William_Rutledge. Tap into the podcast. We on all platforms, man. Not a platform that I'm not on. I've been grinding, man. I'm building it up. I'm going to continue to build it up. Peace.